Hello, and welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com sports podcast. Today, let's talk about a wrap-up of college football 2021. What we learned. The 2021 college football season has finally ended, but wasn't it fun? Congratulations to this year's champions, Georgia of the FBS, the large schools, and North Dakota State from the FCS, the small colleges. Both teams left no doubt during their final game of the year. So we have no more college football playoffs. They were boring. Or the college football bowl games, as if 42 weren't enough left to watch. We did have, though, a lot of excitement this season, and we will try to do it all again next fall, pandemic plague permitting. As the college football season draws to a close, there were five big issues which I noticed this season. Why don't we discuss them right now? Number one, the four-team college football playoff will not be changing anytime soon. Though the SEC just won its 12th national championship in the last 16 years, it's not like the other major college conferences and independent teams didn't receive a fair shot this year. And there's no doubt in most fair-minded people that Cincinnati and Michigan were the two best choices to have participated in this year's four-team playoff along with Alabama and the champion, Georgia. The Bearcats of Cincinnati were undefeated, 13-0, and they took down a very good University of Houston team to win the American Athletic Conference title. Michigan, at 12-1, won the Big Ten handily and had its best football team in years. Of course, Georgia and Alabama, both 12-1 coming into the playoffs, were head and shoulders above the rest of the SEC this season as well. Having a 2 or 4, 6 or 8, who do we appreciate, teams, or even 12 or God help us, 16 teams in the college football playoffs would only generate more money for the schools involved and their media partners. It could also become a big dud, though, for the fans.
Go!
I heard a gentleman call into a national sports talk radio show earlier this week. He had a terrific take. If you expanded the college football playoff field to like 8, 12, or 16 teams, and your favorite team, let's say in this case Alabama, lost in the first round, many fans of those schools will not be as interested in watching the remaining teams continue to play in the future rounds. Television ratings will be the driving force in any discussions about making changes to the existing four-team playoff system. With the overly long 12-game regular season and the conference championship games, which, by the way, are played simply to pocket even more money for the conferences and the networks, I don't think it was very hard this year or in most years to determine the four best teams in the country after they've played 12 or 13 games. Even if we do reach a situation where a deserving team ranked outside of the top four is left out, those teams most likely will still be financially rewarded by getting to play in one of the larger traditional bowl games anyway. Right, UCF?
Yes!
With the 13-0 Cincinnati Bearcats finally cracking the top four for this year, the uproar about leaving a deserving team out of the college football playoffs, such as UCF was in 2017 or Boise State going back many years ago, actually helps to keep the current four-team playoff system more relevant by fueling speculation and discussion among the fans every week of the season and especially toward the end. Yes, many of us do find it relatively boring that a small group of college football teams such as Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, Ohio State, LSU, Notre Dame, and Oklahoma annually fill two or three of those four available slots. On the other hand, having some new teams like Cincinnati and Michigan this year helps to build an interest for those of us who do like to root for the underdogs. Right now, I see this current system staying put. It's a win-win. Issue number two. Playing the national championship game on a Monday night should be changed to a Saturday, but don't count on it changing anytime soon. Unlike the NFL's Super Bowl, which has become a big national party on Sunday nights, the college football national championship game is being played on Monday night, a work and school night. ESPN, which pays a fortune for the broadcast rights, milks this football game for all it's worth. The game often takes upwards of 4 hours to play due to the multitude of commercials which help defray the exorbitant cost they're paying for the rights to televise a game. Like many Americans, I have often turned off this championship game in the third quarter on Championship Monday in order just to get enough sleep to go to work on Tuesday. Since 98% of the college football games in America are played on Saturdays, isn't it time for college football to play its finale on, yes, a Saturday? A little history is in order, though. Decades ago, the NFL saw an opening to start televising some key football games on Saturdays, beginning in early December after the college football season had usually wound down. The ratings behemoth called the NFL, whose massive viewing audiences for football games typically obliterate all other network programming, are the big prize for all the networks. Smartly, the NFL has carved up its TV rights among CBS and Fox, NBC, and ESPN to keep each of them happy and on a chain. Rule number one with the NFL, don't poke the bear. Since ESPN is part of the exclusive television cabal of NFL broadcasters, they also need to stay in the good graces of the NFL while trying to find the best time available to showcase their college football national championship game, too. ESPN has apparently decided that they would rather have fewer television viewers on the Monday night than to risk their relationship with the NFL by playing the college championship game on a Saturday in January and potentially competing with the NFL's Saturday slate of games. Yes, the NFL does carry that much sway. Item number three. The NIL was, at least for year number one, a big nothing burger. Before this season, we kept a wary eyebrow raised to see if college football players would be affected by utilizing the now legally approved Name, Image, and Likeness, or NIL, to earn money for themselves in college. This was season number one of this soap opera, so I think it's a little bit too early to venture a long-term opinion. However, it does appear that the hoopla over the NIL had relatively nil effect on the outcome of this 2021 college football season. Note to the players, remember to file your taxes soon because the IRS will be watching you too. Issue number four. The transfer portal is quickly becoming a very big problem. This issue, though, is exploding at this very moment and getting completely out of hand. More than 1,000 college football players are currently seeking a new place to play football in the fall of 2022 after tiring of riding the bench or staying in the coach's doghouse at their current school. This all reminds me of a dating service where the players are posting ads looking to find another attractive partner while the colleges seek to woo them with the chance to be seen regularly on national television playing for the big-time college football programs. The colleges are just as guilty as the pick me, I'm available, players. The roster turnover is now happening at warp speed. In order to make room for an incoming transfer portal player, someone else on the current football squad has to hit the bricks. Loyal benchwarmers around the country are now losing their scholarships in favor of a talented but potentially perpetually unhappy incoming transfer player. I am hopeful that many high school athletes will start to think twice prior to signing with a national program in the future. Getting a chance to play college football at a smaller school beats having to keep your bag packed every season with this new version of musical chairs which is being played. And item number five, the fans finally return to the stadiums. Yes, and wasn't it glorious to have thousands of wild and crazy football fans and the bands and the happy atmosphere back in college football stadiums again this season? Those of us watching at home also felt a little bit more normal, at least for a few hours, every Saturday this past fall. So let's keep our fingers crossed for a healthy fall coming up this year. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
Hey, Bobaloo, are you all right?
It's all right.